理课堂听 class.com
Studio Classroom is on the air. Happy Lunar New Year, everyone. Join us in our special lesson today on Advanced Class, Your Window on the World. It does sound like the Lunar New Year is here, or we say Chinese New Year. Hello, everyone. Let's give everybody a big hand for listening today.
New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Out with the old and in with the new. And we do have some new people on our advanced class today, but I'm very glad to see Pam here with us today. I'm your teacher, Doris Brohm. And then we have Pam with us. Pam, isn't this an exciting time of year?
It is. I love Chinese New Year because there's so much excitement in the air and in the community and everywhere you go. So, students, we're thrilled to be with you today.
I'm really surprised if anybody's listening, but some of you might be have an MP3 and you say, I'll listen later, because this is the day that everybody celebrates. In fact, they've been celebrating all night, I think.
I think so, too. I heard firecrackers all night.
Uh-huh. And that was, of course, Ruth. We're so happy to have Ruth. You know, Ruth lives in Montana, but she comes out to be on Studio Classroom several times a year. Let's welcome Ruth, too, to class.
Thank you.
新年快乐, everybody.
新年快乐。
恭喜发财and all that sort of thing. Right, we're glad you could be here. And Ruth, we also have several other people here. We have some of our new Studio Classroom staff with us today.
That's right. We'd like you to meet Michelle and Jason. They're part of our Studio Classroom family. Are you enjoying Chinese New Year?
Very much so. We're very excited to be here and we're having a great time.
And so, Jason, you'll be meeting him from time to time, and his wife, Michelle. Jason, you have never lived in Taiwan before, though. This is your first Chinese New Year here, isn't it?
That's correct, and we're having a great time. I have visited Taiwan before, but this is my first time living here.
And you're living here now, be part of Studio Classroom. And your wife, Michelle. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you.
Michelle, have you lived here before?
Yes, I have. I came in 1989 and lived here until 1992, till I returned to the U.S. to go to college, and it's great to be back.
Just think of that. So she has lived here before, so it wasn't strange for you coming here. But then you were just in high school, right?
Yes.
You went in Taichung to Morrison?
Taichung, we went to Morrison Academy.
Mm-hmm. And now you're back with your husband and a family. Tell us about your family.
Yes, we have a large family. We have three sons. Jacob is 4, Grant is 2, and Gabriel is 1.
That is called a large family nowadays. It didn't used to be a large family. I came from a large family of 8, but people don't have large families like that so much anymore. Yeah. But we have a very special guest who has a family the same as yours, all they're a little older than your children are right now. And this person is not new to most of you. They've been around the Taipei area. She's one who does a lot of speaking about Chinese New Year. She's a good friend. Let's welcome Livia Yu.
Yay!
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Doris.
We're so glad you could come to Studio Classroom and be with us on this special Lunar New Year.
I'm so happy to be invited. It's really a privilege to be on the same program with you, Doris.
Now, you've heard of Studio Classroom for many years, haven't you, Livia?
Yes, indeed.
Of course, your English is so good, you didn't ever need to listen to it. You could have been one of the teachers all along.
Well, as a matter of fact, most of my students use the Studio Classroom magazine and listen to the studio program.
Well, that's very good.
Yes.
Well, it's so nice to have you. I know that you have gone around speaking at many women's clubs and especially things for Westerners and foreigners, telling them about Chinese New Year and what it's like, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Mm. So you're quite familiar with this subject. So
yes,
we're glad you could be here today. Now, Livia, you've lived in Taiwan, but you've also lived in America. And just give us a brief kind of a word about your background now.
All right. I was born in mainland China, Zhejiang. I came to Taiwan with my family in early 50s. I finished high school here, and then I went to the United States for my college degree. And there I met my husband. And
his name?
Irving Yu.
Irving Yu.
That's right. And we raised three boys, just like you, Jason mm-hmm. and Michelle. Mm-hmm. But ours are much older than you are, of course. Mm-hmm. They're all now in different parts of the world and working. One is teaching at university, Douglas. And Philip is now serving in the U.S. Navy.
One of them's in England, right?
Yes, one is in England, correct.
And one in U.S. Navy?
Yes.
And what's the other son doing?
The other son, Chris, is working in New York City.
In New York City. Just think of that.
That's
so
right.
She is a woman of the world, isn't
right.
she? Well, let's welcome her again. It's
yes.
so nice to have
Very
you with
nice.
Us. And, you know, we're going to talk about the new generations of Chinese, and your sons, of course, are in that generation, and
correct.
Their children, aren't they?
I have not yet been made a grandmother yet.
Oh, you're not a grandmother yet. Okay.
Maybe that's for the new year.
Yes. Right. But the new generations of Chinese celebrate Chinese New Year with new customs. And I think that's true with all of the celebrations, even the Western celebrations. They're all changing, aren't they?
That's mm-hmm. right.
So we want to just read a little bit from our lesson. It's on page 8, and we're going to ask Steve if he'll read the first few paragraphs.
Out with the old, in with the new. New generations of Chinese celebrate Chinese New Year with new customs. Chinese New Year has arrived. What did you look forward to the most? The fun with family? The break from work? The red envelopes? Maybe your favorite part is the food. The steamed or boiled dumplings. The whole fish. Pineapples, oranges, and other snacks with auspicious sounding names. Eating together bonds Chinese people during the holiday season. Let's not forget the social side to Chinese New Year either. Sharing warm wishes with your neighbors when you set off firecrackers together on the street. Being filial and visiting family you don't see very often. Taking time to make paper cutouts with young relatives. Hanging spring blessings on your walls, upside down of course. And hanging red couplets on the sides and top of your front door.
Teachers Gareth wrote this article, and you know, Gareth just married one of his Chinese students or friends this last month, so it's a new Chinese New Year for him. But Gareth is from Canada, and he wrote about Chinese New Year, but I think there's several things about the food that Gareth left out here. He did talk about some of the steamed food and the fish and those things. That's very good. In fact, he talked about snacks with an auspicious sounding names. Auspicious is a big word. Would you like to mention that, Pam?
That's right. We hear this word a lot, auspicious, and it just simply means something that might cause you to be successful or bring good luck or prosperity.
Right. So some of the foods that we eat at Chinese New Year, the Chinese names sound like other words, like blessing or wealth or peace.
So eating together does bond Chinese people, not only during the holiday season, but I think throughout the year. I think Chinese people always love to get together for a meal, and I guess Westerners do too.
Well, that's why I like Taiwan so much. I can eat.
Right. All of your favorite foods.
That's right.
Olivia, there are some other auspicious kind of foods that we eat, though, aren't there, at Chinese New Year?
Yes. For example, we all heard about yu fish, 年年有余, because that means every year brings surplus to the family. And as a matter of fact, on Chinese New Year and dinner, we call wei lu or tuan yuan fan, we only touch the fish, but we don't finish the fish. So make sure that fish will be kept for the Chinese New Year's Day.
So don't finish it all.
No, okay. No. They say, well, if you are invited as a guest, please remember that. There's one vegetable, actually it's a seed we call fa cai. It's a black, looks like a hair.
Right. That's right.
Like my hair. My hair is black. And you cook that and you eat that. I mean, fa cai, phonetically, it is a fa cai. If you just change the accent a little bit off, then the fa cai means prosperity, brings you a lot of money. So we do eat fa cai on that day. We eat ba bao fan.
Oh,
which
yes.
is the eight treasures rice.
Oh, my favorite.
You do.
Oh,
it's rather fattening, but it tastes good, right?
You know why it's so important about ba bao fan? There are eight treasures. For
right.
example, you have lianzi, which mm-hmm. means... Lianzi means fertility. Like you and not me. You know, we have many children, more than just one.
Especially three boys.
Exactly.
You have boys. You just think of that.
So, and then you have hongzao, which is red dates, and you have
red
other
dates.
Treasures oh. in there. So it really brings you a lot of good luck. You have green vegetable, which we usually cook the entire stem of the mustard green.
Right.
And you don't cut it. You leave it the way it is. and
why don't you
symbolizes. Well, because it symbolizes longevity.
Okay. Mm.
That's right. And on the northern area of China, of course, you have Bao Jiaozi. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you will insert a coin.
Yes,
whoever gets
right.
that, it's a good luck. Good mm-hmm. luck. In the southern part, our main staple is rice. That's why we eat cao fan or ba bao fan. In Taiwan, they have cha bi hun. Cao mi fan. That's uh-huh. a favorite dish.
Mm-hmm. They all sound good.
Oh, another thing is very important called chun juan.
Oh, yes.
We deep fry this spring roll and looks just like a gold bar. And that mm-hmm. means prosperity and lots of money, gold bar. Mm-hmm. So these are the, and of course, always ended with fire pot, 火锅.
Oh, yes.
It's got everything
right.
in there.
So there's so many auspicious things to eat. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why Chinese New Year lasts so long, because you can't eat them all in one
that's
day.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We always eat so much during that time. But there is this social side, too. And you do, of course, gongxi and have warm wishes with all your neighbors. And certainly everybody seems to set off firecrackers. Isn't that right?
Yes. As soon as midnight comes, it sounds like a war outside.
Exactly.
That's exactly mm-hmm. what I thought my first Chinese New Year mm-hmm. when I was down mm-hmm. south. There were firecrackers that went off starting at midnight the rest of the night. And it sounded like a war zone, I thought, at first.
Mm-hmm. What about this being filial part?
Well, when you're filial, it's the way that a child shows respect for their parents, for their elders. So to be filial at Chinese New Year means to go and visit your family and spend time with them and honor them.
Yes. More than that, if the parents should have already, let's say, deceased parents, and most family have an altar for the right. for their parents and our loved ones. And so the night before, which is New Year's Eve, usually first offer the food to the ancestors'
right.
altar.
Yes,
and that also shows filial. Mm-hmm. And other than that is you make sure you have some red envelope, ya sui qian, give mm-hmm. it to the elderly.
Okay. Well, then what about hanging? You don't really hang spring blessings, but you hang the character for spring, don't you, sometimes?
Correct. And usually you hang them upside down and just say, you know, chun dao. Spring arrives. Or fu dao, the word good luck, fu dao.
Well, what about
fortune arrives?
Right, mm-hmm. that's true. Mm-hmm. What about the red couplets on the door?
That is almost like a Christmas decoration that the Westerners would put on your doorway, and we do this once a year. You change the old, you take down the old one, and you put up the new ones.
What do they say on those?
Well, issues? Lots of good poetry, and normally they say 万事如意, 年年平安, and always good symbolizes good fortune, peace, and
prosperity,
or your dream come true. Mm-hmm.
So a couplet is like a poem, a two-line poem.
It could be two lines. It could be more than that. It could be just four on each side, characters mm-hmm. on each side.
So there's so many interesting customs, and this is what, of course, when people first come to any kind of Chinese country, wherever it is, all over the world, Chinese people, even in Chinatown, they have all these things going on in San Francisco and New York and all these places, don't they?
That's true. You know, it's very interesting. Some of my friends say, well, I actually feel more so experiencing Chinese New Year in either New York or San Francisco, Chinatown, than Taipei City.
That's right. Because the
old overseas Chinese really follow the tradition very, very strongly.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder, you know, some of the things that you've been telling us probably are very familiar to some of our older listeners, but maybe some of the younger ones, you know, have kind of forgotten or don't really know the origins of some of the customs.
The example we just mentioned about this couplet. In old time, you never go to the store and buy the ready printed ones.
You write them yourself.
You have to go to a calligrapher.
Oh, and have them
and
write
you
them.
Go to the, you order them way ahead of time. You sort of line up for that. And you tell them what you would like to have for your family. Or your own father or grandfather.
Right.
Somebody who has practiced calligraphy for years would do that job. And so that's a very personal thing. But nowadays, you go to the stationery store, you buy a pair, you bring it back, you hand it up, you know, that's the biggest difference.
Right, it's quite different.
Well, it's not the
same. When I first came to Taiwan and I lived in Hualien, the people from mainland China hadn't been over there very long, and they had coins in their chalices too. I don't think people do that much anymore. And
they would say, northern people, the mm-hmm. northern families still have that tradition within the family, not in a restaurant, right. because that's, you know, just in case you swallow the coins.
Liability, right.
Yeah.
But I know in homes they would say, well, who got the coin in the chalices?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So it is, you better not let your kids eat those. Well, you know, times are changing, though. We want to talk about that, too. So let's finish reading the article. Then we can have the rest of the time. It's certainly nice to have Livia here telling us all these things firsthand, isn't it?
Yes.
So let's finish reading this part.
Times are changing. Chinese people have been carrying on these cultural traditions for thousands of years. Look a little closer, however, and you'll notice subtle changes. Modern life has had an effect on Chinese New Year, with many different results. With more disposable income but less free time, some Chinese families are abandoning the traditional eat-at-home dinner. Moms who formerly slaved in the kitchen for hours prefer to gather the family together for a nice meal at a classy hotel restaurant. The spring blessings and couplets still decorate doorways today, but they might feature contemporary pop culture icons rather than handwritten brush messages. Last year, my neighbor's spring blessing featured a picture of Hello Kitty wearing a qipao. Some prosperous Chinese families also use Chinese New Year as prime vacation time. Instead of all the relatives meeting at the family home, why not meet in Singapore and take a fun family holiday together? Wherever you go this season, we at Studio Classroom wish you a peaceful and blessed time. Happy Chinese New Year!
Times are changing, not only for Chinese people, but for everyone. Do you think so, Pam?
I agree, Doris. I've been in Asia for 15 years now, and I've seen quite a few changes in the way that Chinese New Year is celebrated.
Now, it says that although they've been carrying on these cultural traditions for thousands of years, now you'll notice what they call subtle changes. What are subtle? You notice in that word you don't say subtle. You say subtle. Subtle changes. And what does that mean, Ruth?
When something is subtle, it's almost hidden. It's something that's not obvious to you. It's
Ming
not
Shen,
right.
Ming Shen, okay. And they've had, modern life has had an effect on Chinese New Year with many results. And I think Livia has seen that almost more than anybody because she's lived back and forth in these different cultures. And you've seen Chinese people here. You were 9 years old when you first came here from the mainland. And it was very different then to have Chinese New Year, even than when you came back in the 1970s. Isn't that right, Livia?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
And now it's different from then. So maybe you'd like to mention this. I know part of it is that people have more money, disposable income. That's true. Mm-hmm. Because in the past, we didn't have all those good things to eat any other time except Chinese New Year.
Let's go back to in the 50s, in the late 50s. The majority of the families do not even have a refrigerator.
That's true.
No. Mm-hmm. There was no supermarket to speak with. Everything was traditional. You know, you go out, purchase your grocery every day.
No paper bags. You tied them up in leaves and things.
So without a refrigerator, you need to preserve food, which is very much a Chinese tradition. Mothers would start preserving chicken, pork, ham, and duck, what have you, almost a month ahead of time in order to be ready for the Chinese New Year's dinner. And also, when people visit each other, they are expected to stay in one of the families for a meal, either lunch or dinner. Let's say if I have a list of three families to visit on Chinese New Year's Day like today, I would just say, who would I end up with for lunch? Well, I'll go to Ruth, because Ruth, you know, is always very hospitable. And I would end up
at Doris.
I go to your home, Doris. I go to your home for dinner, because Doris is even more hospitable. You know? She always prepare a lot of things, so I may enjoy her cat and, have good time together. So that was the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just think, we have 24-hour supermarket open, traditional market. People want to take days off, and things are so much available. You have so many choices. So guess what happens? This started last year. I noticed some restaurants won a business. They sent out flyers to families saying, we can prepare you 10 course 10 courses of Chinese year-end dinner and Chinese New Year dinner, if you have guests, we would deliver to you.
So it's like catering.
Oh, it is a catering, exactly. Wow.
Before nothing was open, you could not find a restaurant open.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You couldn't find a bread store.
That's true. Yeah.
When I came in 1982, that was still the case.
That's right.
So this is a big change. So a lot of families say, well, why do we have to go through all this trouble? You know, buying, washing, cooking. Mm-hmm. Might as well just cater out. Mm. And that's one big change. Another big change is with this disposable income that you mentioned, if you have a family, let's say three generations, you really want to take time off and go somewhere.
Right.
Have some vacation. And so you take a trip to Singapore, to Malaysia.
To Hawaii.
To Hawaii, correct, yes. So right. That's another change.
Yeah, there's a change, mm-hmm. It's true.
So 拜年 means you go to visit friends for 拜年. That
they're not home now.
Not exactly. you have to make phone call to say, hey, 恭喜. You call each other instead of visiting.
Put it on their PDA and send
out emails.
That's right, send out emails and cards and so forth. It's quite different. And then talking about these pop culture icons, you know, that like you said, they're not handwritten breast messages anymore. And even little hongbao things that you get, instead of having all these Chinese characters on them, you brought some here to class today.
This is Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny in Chinese on there. And isn't that funny? And
cartoon characters.
Disney characters, everything on those, which is just really unheard of in the past. Now, what we used to have would be some of the old Chinese prosperity gods. Right. So that's quite a bit of change, isn't it? And if they even have things like Hello Kitty, right?
Wearing a qipao. I've seen that one. I don't know. To me, that just doesn't have the same feeling.
Well, there's another thing that I find very interesting recently. I think I heard, Pam, did you tell me that? Say, 恭喜发财红包拿来.
Right. So that would be very impolite.
Say, very impolite. Pam,
Happy New Year's blessing.
We taught our children, don't say that.
Yeah, that's right. It's like trick or treat on Halloween or something,
exactly.
Isn't it? Right. Well, you know, I know that the customs have changed it, but I think, as you mentioned, in places like London and San Francisco and these places, the old traditional people try to keep these customs. So in a way, they enforce them more than perhaps in China and all over in Taiwan, mainland China, and those places. Do you think so?
I think so, Doris. I think it's sort of the same when we Westerners move abroad, as all of us have. You want your children, especially, to know the traditions from your homeland. And so we, I think, went to a lot of effort to reinforce the traditions in our home when we would have an American-type holiday.
Mm-hmm. Well, did any of you have any questions you want to ask Olivia? It's so nice to have her on the program, isn't it? Any questions you want to ask her about Chinese New Year? But Jason, you haven't been here for one yet, but doesn't it sound exciting to be in this part of the life here?
Yes, it's very exciting. And one question I had for you, Olivia, was how long traditionally does this holiday last?
Normally 5 days. But this year, I understand the government sets for if you include 2 weekends, you almost have 9 days holiday, so that you really can take a trip to Hawaii if you want, darling.
This is why,
book early.
This is why people do that. You know, it's supposed to be 3 days or 4 days, but they say, well, I'm going to Qingjia, take 2 more days
That's
off,
right.
And then you've got two long weekends. But the holiday, in a sense, as far as the spirit of the thing, lasts about 15 days because you have...
That's why you have Lanterns Festival.
Right.
Correct.
And that's kind of the end at the 15th day.
Yes.
And there's a big lantern parade, and of course, they're getting more beautiful all the time.
But
the
also,
lanterns.
Jason, don't forget Chinese believes in this farmer's calendar. Every year, a farmer's calendar comes out with a new issue and tells you which is the most auspicious day for, if you are a businessman, for example, or the majority of the people are businessmen
in this country.
Therefore, if you have a store, if you have a factory, if you have business, you usually look up on this calendar. And based on your animal sign and your company, the nature of your company, let's say if you're dealing with water or with gold stock, you know, it depends on the nature of your company. And then you look up on this and which day is the most auspicious day that you must open your company. It could be the 5th day, it could be the 3rd day, it could be the 7th day. So this is the way we go by.
And that's why, then also they will often have little people doing firecrackers, kind of like little gods going
exactly.
through.
Exactly. Lion dance.
Lion dance.
And if the lion dance comes to your door, do not forget, you have to put some cash in the red envelope. Mm-hmm. And after the dance is over, you insert that red envelope into the lion's mouth, give it to them. That means they bring you good luck.
So you better be ready in case
be ready.
The lion's coming.
Exactly.
I'll be ready.
Don't close your door.
Yeah. And so these customs, we still see some of those.
Oh, yes.
You don't see them as much now with the big buildings and things as we did when we had the smaller stores on the street. And then it was everybody was doing it.
Correct.
Now it's hard in a big city to see some of those things, isn't it, Ruth?
Yeah. It's People's lives have changed, like we've been talking about. They're busier. They don't take the time for these things, which is sad in a way.
It is. It is. Right. Well, if you want to cope with the busy modern life, you have to give up some.
True.
That's you can't have everything.
True.
But let's not forget these beautiful customs. And
correct.
Remember, out with the old and in with the new. Things have changed, but the spirit of Chinese New Year is still here. And it's still a very important time in everybody's lives. And the interesting thing is that all your children become a year older, according to the old customs. So they get old in a hurry that way. You get another year on it, Chinese New Year. If you're born about a month ahead of time, you're 2 years old.
Correct.
Do they still say that now and then, don't they? Right.
Yes.
A lot of interesting things like that.
That's why average Chinese, we have two birthdays, you know.
Right.
When you ask people, say, when is your birthday? The person has to start thinking, you know, do I give you Chinese birthday or do I give you Western calendar?
I always tell my Chinese friends, I said, tell me the Western birthday, because if I have to change it every year, you're not going to get a card or present from me. Just give me one birthday, okay? Because that's hard enough to keep track
of. Well, my children have a problem with me, so they never know when to send me a birthday card.
Right. Well, anyway, thank you so much for being with her. Let's give another hand.
Yes.
We've enjoyed having you with us. Yeah. And everyone out there, we hope that you are having a great time. Don't eat too much, but enjoy what you're having and the customs that you have. And I know it's going to be a good season as you visit your families or you're visiting abroad. And if you didn't listen in today on the radio, you do have the MP3 and you can listen in later. So continue on with your advanced class this year, because we have some good things in store. And welcome to the new teachers here. And all of you, have a great New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah.